What I want is the young adults and our younger teenagers to stand here. Everybody can be seated. So come smoothly and quickly, please. Whoever's going to handle the microphone. Would you and Kristen come too? It's not that everybody's going to have a word. I just want you to be accessible to the Lord. We're going to concentrate for a few minutes on the people who've gone through the weekend. So if you have gone through the weekend, please stand up so they can see you. Everybody, if you're going through the weekend, just stand up. Okay, so everybody sees them all. These are the people. If you have a word, I want you to give a word to one of them. So let's go for it.
I have a word for the lady in the black here.
Which one?
With the glasses.
No, black hair or black dress?
Black top.
Okay, right there. Okay.
With glasses on top of it.
Yes.
Sorry. What I heard from the Lord is there is no leaven in the bread. And I see the bread of God rising in your life. And people coming to pick and to eat from the bread and tearing the bread from you. And you being the very taste of Christ to them. The very image of the Lord to many people. And there's no leaven in the bread from this point forward.
Amen. Anybody else have a word?
I have a word for you. And the Lord said...
This is for Melissa?
You've known revival, but the word revival's taken on a whole new meaning after this weekend. And that your everyday life is now going to be in revival of what the Lord's going to do. You're going to see others around you. Just notice the difference, the small difference that the Lord's made this week, and they're going to want to know, what do you have, because they want it. And I just see you extracting gold from other people and giving them new life just from what the Lord's done in you. It's just going to be a new walk of revival every day and every second.
Amen. Anybody else have a word?
The guy in the brown shirt.
Back there? Nick?
When I saw your shirt, I thought fall and the season of fall. And I just heard God breaking off chains for you in this season.
Amen. That's awesome. Anna?
Sorry, in the black.
The lady back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've noticed you several times over the weekend, and every time you just seem to be smiling or just looking joyful. And I just heard over you, your ministry is joy. And I just saw you like walking through this field and around you flowers just start blooming in the field. And everything just, the birds sang and everything. And I just saw that you were just going to bring life to places that needed it.
Will?
I also have one for Nick.
Speak up loud, bud.
I also have one for Nick. At some points in your life, you may feel like you're insignificant or unimportant, but in God's eyes, you are like important and very dear to Him.
Amen. Good word. Who else? Clint?
For y'all too. I guess I just kept seeing pictures of like knots. I'm assuming you're married, right? Not like brother or sister or something like that.
No,
all right. just want to make sure, you know, sometimes
that's
you
they're
hear
holding hands, so if they're brother, oh,
yeah. You prophesy apart, yeah. I guess. I just saw these different knots around you two, and I just felt the Lord saying, like, in the past, you felt like you've been tied together with a slip knot. And a slip knot, you know, you just pull, it's a really strong knot, but you can pull one string and it just comes undone. And there's just been a string that's been pulled just repeatedly for you guys. It's been this repeated thing. And after this weekend, Lord, He's put a new knot around you. And it's like a double knot. And
Amen.
You can't, it won't come apart.
Ron?
I was just waiting to hear all these words because I was talking with Mallory, but I think God's really just speaking words over y'all. But I was here when we were worshiping. I heard just Ephesians 5. And, it, you know, it says that a man's to love his wife as Christ loved the church. But then it goes on to compare what Christ's love is, and it says that to present to himself blameless And I think what God's doing is He's sealing His view of you guys, and He's sealing it in your hearts for you to receive it. That you guys can see yourselves as perfect because of the blood of Jesus.
Who else? There's some people like who haven't gotten words. That'd be good.
I have one for you in the Navy Vest. I just heard
Where's
the word,
which one?
In the Navy Vest.
Oh, right here.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I just heard fire, and like this, you were just on fire for God, and your fire is just going to spread, and you're going to help other people.
Oh, my gosh.
Be on fire for the Lord.
If Mama Gross gets more fire, we're going to have to follow around with an extinguisher. Oh, man. Now, the word of the Lord for you is that God says, now's the time for you to step up. It's time for you to step up and to step out. God's equipped you perfectly, for this is the time. The window of the Lord's open. You got to go through it. Now's the time. Now is the time. Anna, speak up, darling.
For the lady in the red shirt, I just heard that you were cleansed by the blood and you'll never be the same.
Amen. God did some cleansing. Who else this weekend? Who else has a word?
For Kay. I just heard the Lord.
Did you guys
say,
put some extra money in the plan or something?
I heard the Holy Spirit say that you are fine china. And not just, you know, the plain white fine china. You are like gold trimmed, beautiful bone fine china. And fine china is made of all those pure materials, all those things that just resemble beauty. You know, when you see china, you're like, oh gosh, that's beautiful. But the Lord says you are fine china, and everyone that you touch and speak and touch with that joy that Anna was talking about, they become that as well. The Lord uses that purity in you to bring purity in them too.
Amen. Who else?
For the gentleman in the white shirt?
Yes.
Yes. I just heard God saying this. He has just put favor on you, and He said that He has been building you up this weekend, and He's been pouring into your life. And He says that He is instilling wisdom in you. And He says to get ready and pay close attention. He's going to be speaking to you in a more profound way. You're going to see a new side of His face. And He said, get ready because you're going to be very busy with the things of the Lord because He is sending you out to do His work.
Amen. Wood?
Jump on that real quick, too, for you, too. Yeah, this is a whole weekend. There's a lot that goes on the whole weekend. But I really sense this morning is really critical for you. I almost saw the Lord tied up His bow. I think the word this morning is going to be good. It's really, 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 really important for you. And I almost say that there's this fire inside of you right now, and the Lord's been flaming it. It's going to get really hotter this morning. There's still some really significant healing that the Lord's going to give you.
Amen.
And I think, too, it's important that you go get some more prayer afterwards at the altar, but I still think the Lord's doing something. Yeah.
Who hasn't had a word yet? I know Anna hadn't had one. George hasn't had one. Where? Walter? Back there sitting down? And right there. So let's... Anna's got to win for Anna. That makes sense.
Okay, so I saw a picture of God stretching a globe around you, and I heard that He was taking you to new places.
Amen. That's your heart. Okay, who has a word for George? What's the word again? Okay. You know what that means. Amen. Who's got a word for Walter? Yeah? Amen. Amen. Remember Crocodile Dundee? That big old guy, Donk? You know? Well, I got a George, so you mess with me. Is that right, George? That's right, that's right. All right. For Walter Addington, they're back there sitting down.
Hey, Walter.
This is Josh. Johnny Depp. I got to have the word for you.
I saw like a snow globe, and I think this weekend God just kind of shook up the snow globe, and I saw some old things just get broken off, and some new things just sprung forth, and I just see purity over you, that God is just shaking you up.
Amen. One more. Who has the word? Who has this word? That's not good. No, who's got a word?
Marcella.
The word I heard for you is glory, and that God just really set something on you this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's broken some stuff off of you, but he's also put a lot of stuff on you, and that you are just going to radiate his glory to the people that you go back to, your home, your church, your friends. They're just going to see the difference in you, and you're going to be able to speak into their life.
Amen. Donna, you can be seated.
This is for all of the ones, I think, that went through ministry this weekend, but possibly for somebody else in the church. I just heard this morning someone or some ones are called to be evangelists, and the Lord says, no, you're not. He said, you're called to be prophetic evangelists. He's taking it up another notch. He's kicking it up another level. He said, if you feel called to be an evangelist, go, Lord, did you mean prophetic evangelist? And ask him what that means, or ask the bishop.
Amen. Did you say my name in there? No. Well, let's stand together for the reading of the gospel.